Radio Gemini, which began in November 1972 and featured extracts from the past offshore radio stations, now brings you the Offshore Sounds 1964 to 1968. March 28, 1964, saw the beginning of Britain's first commercial radio station, Radio Caroline.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station. Time is 11:30.
Anchored 3.5 miles off Frinton in Essex, the MV Caroline brought a whole new concept of radio to the British public.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, England's first commercial radio station. Time is 12 o'clock, midday. Time to spend an hour with Carl Conway.
Play you some records while your lunch is merrily cooking away. Well, to help you work up an appetite, what about Copacabana Samba by Dolores Ventura?
Radio Caroline was soon joined by a second offshore station, Radio Atlanta, which began test transmissions on May the 9th, 1964. On May the 12th, full programming began on 201 meters.
Radio Atlanta, on our very first day, our Shambles Day, bringing you brighter broadcasting and the finest sounds around.
Radio Atlanta broadcast from the MV Mi Amigo, anchored only a few miles from Radio Caroline. Both stations played popular music all day and very quickly built up large audiences.
Radio Atlanta, bringing you brighter broadcasting and the finest sounds around into another segment of Turntable 64, Elvis Presley.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul.
At 201 meters, you're in tune with Radio Atlanta, the ship that rocks the ocean. Radio Atlanta, 47 Dean Street, London, W1.
Later in May 1964, offshore radio spread to the old World War II forts in the Thames estuary with the starting of Radio Such. Operated by pop singer Screaming Lord Such, this relatively low-powered station broadcast on 197 metres.
Good morning to you all, and a very, very, very good morning to you from Nick Cherry here at Radio Such. You are tuned to Radio Such on 197 metres, medium wave, and a very good morning.
Radio Such broadcast from Shivering Sands Fort, some 9 miles off Whitstable in Kent, and heralded the start of fort-based radio stations. One week later, from Red Sands Towers, came the sounds of Radio Invicta, proclaiming a wavelength of 306.1 metres.
That was on lucky number 10, Carl Denver and Wimaway. And by the way, I'd just like to mention that the Winfields did send in some really nice photographs. There's two, actually. They're very nice, and thanks for sending them in. We're still sort of decorating our walls with photographs. If you've got any to spare, why, don't hesitate. Send them in. We'd like to see some of the people we're sending out these records to. And keep in mind, if you would like something played on Potluck, just send it out to Potluck, Radio Invicta, Folkestone, Kent. I think you'll probably be getting used to that address pretty soon.
If you wish to advertise on Radio Invicta and reach millions of listeners, ask for a rate card from Radio Invicta, Advertising Department, 110 Fenchurch Street, London, EC3, Telephone Mansion House, 4622. That's Radio Invicta, Advertising Department, 110 Fenchurch Street, London, EC3, or telephone Mansion House, 4622.
Let me tell you a story about a bold weevil.
On July the 3rd, 1964, an agreement was reached between the directors of Radios Caroline and Atlanta, resulting in the merger of both stations. The MV Caroline sailed north and anchored off Ramsey in the Isle of Man, broadcasting as Caroline North, while the Mi Amigo remained off Frinton and became Caroline South.
Roses, shandy, ask for roses and you must be right. Roses, shandy, deep and bright. The one we chose is the one that goes is roses, roses.
If you listen very closely, you'll be able to hear the rhythm of the rain.
Oh, listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Oh, listen to the rhythm of the falling rain.
Rhythm of the Rain by the Kestrels. This is Radio Caroline, your all-day music station, bringing music into your home 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the time? 27 minutes past 11 o'clock. Tony Blackburn here, hoping you're enjoying this morning's Top Deck and getting buffeted around just a little because our tender's come alongside. It couldn't make it yesterday because it was a little bit choppy, but nevertheless, it seems to have made it today all right. And while we're thinking about that, let's listen to Tony Lane and the Deltones with a great one called Now She's Mine. And the Deltones, Now She's Mine. And when you hear Britain's most famous bell, the time on Radio Caroline will be 11:30.
Five fruity centers in just one chocolate bar.
That was Caroline South, but by slightly retuning their radios, listeners in the south of England could also hear Caroline North.
And I'd like to remind you, the time here on Caroline is just 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here on Turn Off the Early Show, your DJ, RJ, Rick Johns. And here? Searchers. Searchers, and what have they done to the rain? You're tuned to Radio Caroline, your all-day music station, Britain's first commercial radio station. And the time is now exactly 8 o'clock, Bulova watch time. When it's giving time, make it time by Bulova.
In October, Screaming Lord Sutch sold his station to his manager Reg Calvert, who renamed it Radio City. The station now broadcasts with increased power on 299 metres.
And that was the flip side of I Get Around, Don't Worry Baby from the Beach Boys. Coming up next on Radio City is Cliff Bennett and Rebel Rousers and One Way Love. Radio City, broadcasting on 299 metres, medium wave, where you've just heard Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers and One Way Love. Back into the charts now with the Rolling Stones and Little Red Rooster.
Oh, that's the record. Everyone is roaming about. Sounds orchestral there with Cast Your Fate to the Wind. This is Radio City, and my name is Paul Elvey. I do hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, why don't you drop us a line? We'd love to know what you think of the programmes, and if you're not too keen, well, we'd like to hear from you even more. So if you've got any suggestions, any ideas at all for the programmes, any particular kind of records that you would like to hear, well, please drop us a line, will you? Probably we can't reply to anybody, though, without a stamped envelope. So that's that. Okay, now here's the Lancastrians and their version of We'll Sing in the Sunshine.
December 14th, 1964 saw the start of test transmissions from Radio London on 266 metres. Broadcasting from the MV Galaxy, anchored 3.5 miles off Frinton-on-Sea, Radio London was the only station to have a regular format from the day it started testing. In fact, the official opening day, December 23rd, almost went by unnoticed.
Chad and Jeremy from wonderful Radio London.
This is wonderful Radio London, where your hearing pains with your hearing pains.
At exactly 11 o'clock on Wednesday, the 23rd of December, we're hearing now the Candy and the Kisses. And a new number from this sweet, chicky group, the 81.
There, Paul K, bidding you welcome to another 3 hours of happy, laughing, swinging music, the top 40 and all that. Let's get the show off to a nice, easy, relaxed, slow, gentle, sit back and enjoy it start. That, of course, was them, bringing the time up to 9:04, Radio London time, the station with kicks on 266. Just, yes, 266. So let's have a look at another one that's very popular here on Radio London. Sue Thompson, no less, coming up with that cardboard job, Paper Tiger. Thompson there with that one from the Fabulous 40, Paper Tiger. Now, one that just left the 40, but still a good record nonetheless, Roger Miller.
Chug-a-la. Chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck. Make you want to holler.
On the night of December the 14th, 1964, while returning from Red Sands Towers, three members of Radio Invictor's staff were drowned, and shortly afterwards the station closed. In March 1965, a new station began operating from Red Sands Towers under the name of King Radio.
Like I said, light years and light years of good music.
La,
all on King Radio's Southeast Special.
You're tuned to KING, transmitting on 236 meters on the medium wave, and the time 33 minutes past 1 p.m. You're listening to Lunchbox, introduced by myself, Roger Gomez. And now it's time for myself, Roger Gomez, to tell you about the KING Lucky Carl Sticker Number and such like competition. The idea of this competition is that on the back of all our car stickers, they've got a different number printed. And you might be the lucky one who wins, you see. Each week we have a draw. And if you've got a car sticker with the number which is drawn upon the back, then you're lucky and you get a small prize. I'm not going to tell you how small, but it's pretty small anyway. If you want a car sticker because you want to enter for this glorious competition, or also simply because you want to display it upon your car, upon the back of your head, or anywhere you wish to advertise this glorious station, then all you have to do is send a postcard or a letter to this address. Car Stickers, King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. Car Stickers, King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. And upon this postcard or letter, demand as many car stickers as you feel you have the gall to demand, and they'll send them to you because they're good like that. Beautiful bluesy voice of Brenda Lee.
In October 1965, Britain's first local commercial radio station, Radio Essex, began broadcasting from the Fort Knock John, 18 miles off Southend.
From the film Summer Holiday, the shadows there with a little thing called Foot Tapper. By now you are in tune with your spectrum of sound, Radio Essex, transmitting on 222 meters on the medium wave band, where the time right now is just 5 o'clock. And this is David Sinclair presenting this afternoon's edition of The Sound of Music. Music from a show now, in fact, a British show, on the level. Here's Angela Richards to sing Strangely Attractive.
Although Radio Essex was normally on the air 24 hours a day, its power was often as low as 25 watts and consequently tended to cater for a purely local audience.
Meanwhile, on the nearby Red Sands Towers, King Radio, which hadn't proved too successful, sold out to a company called Estuary Radio. A new station was started called Radio 390, and for a short while both stations could be heard operating from the same fort.
If you have enjoyed the programmes on KING, we invite you now to retune your radio to 390 metres in the medium wave band.
This is Radio 390, broadcasting on 388.1 metres in the medium wave band, Britain's most powerful commercial radio station.
Continental Cabaret was introduced by John Ross Barnard. The time is 6 o'clock. Radio 390, presenting Eve, the woman's magazine of the air, brings you Stateside 65. And a very good Sunday evening to you, and welcome Stateside 65. First off the turntable, Keely Smith, that old black magic.
Old black magic has me in a spell. Old black magic.
I can't believe that you're
dreaming there with his eyes wide open was Pat Boone. We just have time to play
a short part of Sweet Georgia Brown, sung by Pearl Bailey, before we close the program, and in fact close the pages of Eve. At 6:30, you can hear our thought-provoking program, The World Tomorrow. Page of Eve, and it's time to close our woman's magazine for today. Please remember, this is your program, and we shall always be pleased to hear from you. So if you have any comments, write to this address, BCM 390 London WC1. BCM 390 London WC1. Although the pages of Eve are closed, and it's time for us to wish you ladies good night, Radio 390 continues with programs for everyone until midnight. Meanwhile, till tomorrow, ladies, good night to you. Good night.
Tomorrow. Garner Ted Armstrong now brings you the plain truth about today's world news with the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
Just before midnight on December 31st, Radio Scotland took to the air from the former Irish lightship, the Comet. Anchored initially 4 miles off Dunbar, Radio Scotland broadcast on 242 metres.
That's my signature tune. Raunchy. Means I've got to go away now. Well, can't go very far. I'm going to bed, actually. Alan Black's coming along in a couple of minutes to introduce a program called Night Owls. Hope you'll join me again sometime. Don't know when. Tomorrow, perhaps. Make a date with Radio Scotland. And good night. God bless. Sweet dreams. Ta-ta. Tatty-bye.
The time on Radio Scotland? Exactly 1:30. I beg your pardon, 12:30. Time for Night Owls. It's 1:30, the hour of midnight, and this is Alan Black inviting you to the Night Owl Show. Now, if you're a night worker, a night traveler, a night reveler, or just a plain insomniac, this is the show where we play music especially for you. Coming up on the turntable now is a track from the show Bye Bye Birdie. Annie Ross sings A Lot of Living to Do.
Some kissing, and I mean to kiss me.